everywhere in between. Boy, we're going to talk about a killer shark attack in Florida. Man, I was just about to go scuba diving, too. Speaking of shark attacks, it's getting nasty in the waters around the Beltway, but isn't it always? The latest on those 9/11 trials in New York, I had an interesting conversation today with somebody who lent a little insight, let's say. We're going to jump to that, too, in this first hour. But right from the get-go, it is Cutting Edge Wednesday. You know, we used to do this technology thing, and then we would combine it with people who do amazing things to make their businesses thrive or do something, let's call it out of the box. So we are back to out of the box, and we've got a great dentist that we're going to talk to right here at the top, Clint Herzog. He's a dentist in Dallas, Texas, where our mini studio is, and he's got an interesting thing that he does in his practice. Can you imagine? You go to the dentist, you're going to have a root canal, you're nervous beyond all get out. What if you could relax, sit there, and actually have a beer or a glass of wine before you have to go under and go through that root canal? I think it's an incredible idea. I think it's a novel idea, in fact. Now, they're not selling liquor, but they will serve you the beer and the wine. Hey, Clint, thanks so much for joining us here out of the gate on ATN.
Hey, glad to be here.
What, first of all, and that's right, it's beer and wine, right? It's not other spirits.
No, it's beer and wine, sometimes champagne.
Champagne, I like that idea. What what gave you the, what was the idea? What did the idea, how did that generate? What spurred that on?
You know, the idea came from patients. You know, for so many years I've been practicing dentistry and heard, hey, I hate going to the dentist office. I hate going to the dentist office. No offense, but I hate going to the dentist office. And finally, I turned to the patients and said, what do you want out of a dental experience? And through a list of several other things, this came up. You know, they said, why can't we have a drink before we go back? We're so nervous when we come. You have the nitrous, the laughing gas, and why can't we just have a drink? And I didn't see any reason against it, so we instituted it, and it's been a big hit.
How long have you been doing that in your practice since you decided to explore the idea?
We've been doing that for about 2 years, and it's just really caught a lot of buzz lately. Patients love it, and other dentists tend to scoff at it some, but we're more focused on what the patients, you know, have to say about it.
So with the patients like it, you've already described that and why you did it. But what about, and you say other dentists scoff at it, but from the standpoint of getting, let's call it in trouble, they can't really get you on anything because you're not selling it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we had a little visit from the state board last week, and they found that we were 100% in compliance and didn't have anything to say about it, really, so.
What did let's talk about the hygienist. What do they think about this? I think it's a great idea. But what was their reaction when you started to do this?
You know,
dental hygienist.
They really like it. I mean, the patients sit out there. A lot of times you have to wait at the doctor's office, and if you do happen to wait, if you hang out there and have a beer or two, and before you go back, and you're nice and relaxed, and the patients are a little more at ease, then, you know, it makes all of our jobs easier.
Of course, you probably have, like, a drink minimum, right? Like, if I thought it was happy hours and I went in there and said, oh, Clint, I got this problem with my tooth, you might say, well, Kate, yeah, you can't have that whole bottle of champagne, right?
Yeah, we're not going to let you empty the fridge, but, you know, we're gonna help you out and let you have a glass of wine while you wait, but, you know, we're not going to let you empty the fridge on us, so.
What and in your practice, of course, you do everything, I'm sure, but what are the majority of people that come in? I describe root canal because that's so painful and scary to some people. It doesn't have to be painful, but it's always scary to people. Pulling, getting a tooth pulled, that kind of stuff. What do you find that most of the patients who come through the door when they decide they need a drink? Surely not for a regular visit, right?
You know, I mean, patients are really thrown off by it. A lot of times we're like, oh, really? You know, patients are really kind of caught off guard by the fact that when they enter the door, they're offered a beverage menu. And, you know, a lot of them come at the end of the day and just use it as a way to take the edge off, whether they're super scared about the appointment or they just want to kind of take the edge off. I think even patients that respond well to the dentist office, or even if you're getting, you know, a treatment that's not necessarily super scary, it's a little nervous going in there and letting somebody else kind of take total control of your environment. And so, you know, patients kind of take advantage of no matter what kind of procedure, whether it's a root canal or wisdom teeth or something as easy as a cleaning. So patients tend to like it, though.
Do you think that we'll see more of your colleagues decide to do a similar thing? I mean, anywhere, anybody, you know, of course, we're a national show. A lot of people are listening to this in different parts of the country. Do you think we may see this spread?
You know, I think so. I don't see why not. Other industries have adapted the policy, and I really don't see why not. I think for a long time, industry's kind of been guilty of kind of doing it the same old way instead of really listening to what patients have to say about what they want out of their visit. And judging from the response of our patients, I would assume that other doctors are going to kind of follow suit.
Yeah, but what a very cool idea. What what seems to be the favorite of everybody? You said champagne, beer, wine. Is there one particular thing that you guys run out of all the time that everybody seems to drink?
You know, usually with the ladies, it's wine, and with the guys, we have quite an extensive beer collection and selection to choose from. You know, we have a lot of patients have kids, and if they're there and having to wait on their kids, and a lot of the moms partake in a glass of wine, and that seems to be a big hit.
All right. I think it's, like I said, this is out of the box, so you fit right in there. I'll tell you what, if I have to have, I've got great teeth, but if I have to have a tooth pulled or something, I just recently had to have part of a root canal. I wish I had known about you. But I'll tell you what, if that happens again, I'm coming to your office, okay?
Good deal. Good deal.
I love the idea. Dr. Clint Herzog, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Hey, thank you.
He wins the award for innovative. I mean, no question about it. Can you imagine, Donovan, going to the dentist? You know, you're a little, got the hands are a little clammy. You're sitting there thinking, oof, like he said, just something to take the edge off. Can you imagine being served this menu and asked, would you just like a beer to calm your nerves?
Well, considering that I have an unfortunate tendency to talk a lot when I've been drinking, I think I wind up in the office with a lot of...
That's right. That's why I said that. Was there a minimum? Because I can imagine how it could get for some people if they sat there and had a few. But if they cut people off, then, you know, I'm assuming they're not going to wait that long. So they'll probably have maybe one beer or something. Absolutely. It is out of the box. Hey, coming up on this show, we also have We Can Count and the headers. That's when we look at the headlines from across the country, maybe in your neck of the woods. We're also going to talk about pay cuts affecting lots of different people, including some broadcasting folks, names that you might actually recognize. And I mentioned that killer shark attack in Florida. You know my fascination with the whole shark thing. But we just had an attack that I was talking about the other day. That one in New Zealand, where they hit the shark with the board, with the body board, and the shark went away and the kids got out of the water. They were like waist deep. This is a different kind of deal. We'll talk about that and other things on the flip side here on ATN.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Coming up, why the Attorney General Eric Holder has to go. It's a combination of things. All related to terrorism. I'm afraid that this guy is punting us back by at least a decade. First, though, here on ATN, a couple of odds and ends. I want to make sure that I give you the payoff on this story, although the payoff is a rather sad one. Remember the New Zealand story? The kids thought quickly. They were like 14 years old. Boom. Hit the shark with a boogie board and were able to get away, get out of the water. This is a different story. In this case, what we're talking about in Florida, sadly, is a man was killed by a shark in a rare fatal attack, and it happened in the waters off of a place called Stewart. What happened was he was kite surfing kind of south of that beach. I've actually been to that beach, and the sharks, they say sharks, plural, attacked him. A lifeguard was looking in his binoculars, spotted the guy floating about a quarter mile or so offshore in this unguarded stretch of ocean. And the lifeguard paddled to him on a rescue board, pulled the man away from the sharks, and carried him back to shore. They did try to give him CPR and do whatever they could. Once he got to the hospital, of course, they pronounced him dead. And the people in that area swear, they say they've been there, the head lifeguard said he's been there 25 years and they've never, ever seen that kind of attack, that kind of a fatality. And I know during Shark Week on Discovery Channel, we've had people on and we've talked about it. And at the University of Florida, they've got that Museum of Natural History where they compile all the information. The International Shark Attack File is there. They compile where the attacks are and all that sort of stuff. So Palm Beach, Martin, and St. Lucie counties have all never had fatal shark attacks until this one, sadly. And there he was thinking, and he was fine. He was knew the waters, they say, well. And he was surfing, and there was someone surfing near him. And then they saw several sharks. The day before, they saw several sharks. And he still went out there the next day, wasn't concerned about it. There's something about these guys that surf, whether it's kite surfing, whatever kind of surfing they do, I don't understand when somebody sees a bunch of sharks that doesn't scare you off for a while. But, yeah, hey, you grow up around it. So sharks have been gathering around the Palm Beach beaches recently, and it's kind of a deal that they do there. They do this chase of the bait fish thing, and they saw, even last week, they saw a hammerhead shark that was caught not too far where they found the found this guy, and they've got lemon and bull and hammerhead sharks. They see them off those beaches from time to time, and the Stewart Beach, they're saying, probably isn't going to be open on Thursday, but they haven't had a fatal attack there. Florida has the most unprovoked attacks, however, in the U.S. The total of attacks, 32 attacks, and surfers and windsurfers at the highest risk. They say nearly 57% of the reported attacks. That's exactly what they're doing. I don't know. Like I said, a different mindset. So this poor Stephen Howard Schaefer, just 38 years old, that's what happened to him, and they couldn't do anything to, you know, to bring him back. They tried to do what they could, but it was too late. The sharks, plural, had already gotten to him. All right, we're going to turn to the weather as well. I got a couple of quick emails here. One from Ann who says, Kate, you used to update us on the weather and tell us when there was wicked weather across the U.S., and you sort of stopped doing that. Give us the lowdown on what's happening out there. And then I got another one from Jake who said, have you been looking at the map and seeing what's headed to the Midwest in particular, but even the South? So here's the deal. There's a big storm and a couple of, you know, snowstorms that are gathering around the Ohio Valley. And they're talking about the Great Lakes and the Appalachians, the Mid-Atlantic area right near that Interstate 95. This is what I love. I checked on this earlier because I thought I misunderstood this, but schools are going to close and some flights are already canceled. Roads are already getting ready to be closed in Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and northwestern North Carolina because they think that there's going to be snow, slush, and icy spots. When I was a kid, why couldn't they do that in anticipation of this? We had to wait till the day of. There could be a blizzard, and we would get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to hear that little school number with the thousands of others announced on the radio so we knew we didn't have to go to school. Now they're closing it. They just know. They're looking at the map, and they know it's going to be some kind of a combination of all those things, but enough snow that they would cancel, and especially with the threat of all of that ice. But some of the disruptions, that was the Northeast I told you about. Some of the disruptions in some of the other areas, Omaha, Des Moines, Kansas City, I know people are listening to us in these areas, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Dayton, Pittsburgh, and even now the Philadelphia area, New York City also. I left those out before, but they're talking about a pretty big possibility of those places being in the heart of the storm. So they're going to start with this wet snow, then it'll become a blizzard, and they'll have the winds that increase, that gives you those blizzard conditions. Then you'll have the cold air, then the freeze-up, the blowing, the drifting. So there you go. There's your AccuWeather forecast. How about that? So never let it be said that we don't talk about the weather on this show. I'm just bummed that these snowstorms that are going for these areas, the kids nowadays have schools closed ahead of time. I mean, haven't they ever heard of systems blowing over? But if the school's closed, the school's closed. Hey, speaking of blowing over, this is the blunder of the day. I wanted to see how he handled this, but Rahm Emanuel's in some hot water, not just for some sticky situations politically and not for healthcare reform, none of that kind of stuff. The thing that got Rahm Emanuel in trouble is the Special Olympics are not happy with some comments that he made. In fact, the Special Olympics chairman, Tim Shriver, did accept Rahm Emanuel's apology. Most of the people connected to the organization are furious. This is what he did. He made a statement where he called liberals retarded. And that's now, I mean, that is like the bad buzzword. It's, you know, mentally challenged and whatever. There are more sensitive ways to describe it. So that is a no-go, especially in political circles. So this became, I know. Rahm Emanuel, what happened to you? I know. And they were trying to just kind of put a clamp on the controversy that this was reported. They call it a, you know, that's old school use of the word. And Rahm called a bunch of people and just tried to do whatever he could to put the brakes on it. And, yeah. Now, this was the interesting thing. I said that Tim Shriver accepted the apology. The White House pumped the word out that the apology was accepted. In fact, I believe I said that just briefly. Briefly in News and Notes, I said that. Well, now it turns out that the Vice President for Communications at the Special Olympics says that that's inaccurate. It was, in fact, reported in Politico and a couple of other spots that Shriver didn't accept the apology, that he can't do that. He can't accept an apology on behalf of all the people with disabilities, which that kind of makes sense because, you know, he might be the chairman. But as an overall entity, that could be dicey for him to do that. So Shriver had simply said he was willing to continue the conversation with the chief of staff. And they did not, quotes, accept the apology. He did meet with six disability advocates, apologized again and again for using the word, promised to sign an online pledge to end the use of the word. That's how far he went. Said he's going to sign an online pledge to do that. He also promised to examine congressional legislation that would remove the word from federal law. So the use of the word retarded, him just throwing it out there, it's gone that much further because of him saying that, that they're going to actually extract it from language. Isn't that interesting? They have the word Negro on the U.S. Census forms, which has made a lot of people uncomfortable. Of course, how many millions of dollars do they spend to print up these forms? And they're not retracting the forms that will say that. When we get those forms in the mail in March, you'll see a box that says that. And there was no sensitivity, I guess, when they sat and planned that out. And yet, at the same time, the use of the word retarded, they're trying to come up with legislation striking the word from federal law and then actually pledging, signing online to end the word and to make a big push to end that word as well. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Coming up next, we go after Eric Holder here on America Tonight.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring.
How about that? A little Dolly Parton on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you. As I mentioned, coming up a little bit later, we can count a earth-shattering world record amount paid for an art sculpture. Do you care? Well, it's kind of an interesting story. It's the most expensive work of art ever, 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 period, end of story, sold at an auction. Not the most expensive piece of artwork stolen in Europe when people just go into the museums and run off with the paintings. Yeah, that's what they do in Amsterdam. Oh, I like that painting. You guard the front door. I'll guard the back. Boom. And they're out of there. That's so crazy that that's happened a bunch of times. I can see now why. When I went to see the Michelangelo painting, there was a guard almost in my face with a gun. I mean, he didn't pull the gun out, but he had the gun on him, and he was very close to the painting, and they even had it roped off because there's only one in the United States, and it's one that he painted when he was like 15 years old. But it was the strangest thing, and the guy had such a serious look, I thought, man, you don't want to mess with this guy. He will pull the trigger. All right, first up on this segment, though, is Eric Holder has to go. I've said this now for a while. Sadly, I don't understand what has happened with the decision-making at the White House, but picking Holder seems not to have worked, I don't think, for this bunch. Number one, we've got problems with the 9/11 deal, and now we also have problems with Holder admitting that he made the call to charge the bomb suspects. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But first, 9/11 and the idea, there is this bipartisan bill to say that, hey, we're not going to fund these court costs. We're not going to fund any of this to try Al-Qaeda members in the United States. Really, it stems from the Big Apple and what's going to happen there, because now Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others that allegedly were involved with him in the whole 9/11 plot. Now there's so much blowback, rather, they're not going to try them there. But where are they going to try them? And you've got a bill that's making its way around with the bipartisan cooperation saying, yeah, we don't want to be a part of this. So one of the Democrats involved is a senator from Arkansas, Blanche Lincoln, and here was her take, one, on why we shouldn't even be trying these guys in civilian courts in the United States at all, at any level, anywhere, and also Gitmo, and where you go from here on the whole Gitmo thing. Here's what she had to say.
Well, not to me. I think what I've been doing is listening to Arkansans, and I think Arkansans, like many Americans, have great concern about the cost of what this is going to be. They're concerned about the security for those communities or their communities. They also look at the appropriateness of this. These are war criminals, and they should be tried in military courts where war criminals are tried. It's no different than the war criminal you pull off the battlefield. Our battlefields are very different today. And so I think it's important for us to look at and really realize, both the concerns of our constituency, but also the appropriateness of where these trials need to be held. Not to mention the fact that it gives these individuals a public stage, a public arena, to be able to advocate their cause. It also, in my opinion, could also jeopardize intelligence, some of the classified intelligence that we need to keep from having, leaked out. So I think there's multiple reasons of certainly why I believe that it's the right direction to go with the military court.
Yeah, so I think she's absolutely 100% right. I mean, we keep saying that on this show. War criminals. It is a different kind of war. It's nasty stuff. Listen, it's nasty business, but that's where we're at this point. So why we've even gotten here with bad decisions, now revoking the decision, trying to figure out where to go, it's predictable. It's predictable, sadly, from this administration. That's what it's become. Mixed messages. One day we're one way, the next day we're changing our mind, we're going a different way. So the Attorney General, Eric Holder, admitted on Wednesday that he was actually the guy who made the final decision to charge Abdullah Muttalib, the Christmas Day terror suspect, in civilian court rather than the military system. But he did say nobody else objected from all the other departments of the government. Nobody else said no. Everybody was on board with it. So in a letter to Mitch McConnell, who you know is the Senate Republican leader, the AG wrote that the FBI told its partners in intelligence, everybody in the intelligence community, CIA, etc., all the way down, on Christmas Day, and again the next day, that Abdullah Muttalib would be charged criminally. So this is this back and forth. There's been a lot of finger pointing in this one, and this was the latest. This was the latest one. This was the latest round by the administration to the GOP that are saying that, listen, the arrest, the interrogation, it was a mistake, and, not saying it was a mistake, saying that everybody was on board and all that sort of stuff. But what the Republicans are charging, and what I think many of us feel, is that it was a big mistake because he was spilling his guts. He was giving up a lot of information. It was working. And who knows what else they could have learned. Listen, he says, and I believe it, his father certainly did. That's why he went to the embassy to try to warn them. He was right there with Al-Qaeda teaching him, training him, making him privy to information because they wanted him to carry something out. He wanted to be a part of it. He was right there in Yemen, which is now one of the big battle spots. It's a big spot for recruiting and working with people who would try to carry things out in other spots in the world, not just the United States. And he discussed his contacts in Yemen, and he gave a lot of information and a couple of different terrorism investigations. So not just what was going on with him. He knew a ton. They had somehow let him into the campfire in the discussion. And then once the idea was, okay, he's been read his rights, Mirandized, and all of a sudden he's going to be tried in a civilian court. Boy, the whole thing turned around. Holder said that the possibility of detaining Abdullah Muttalib in the U.S. military system under the law of war was discussed following the arrest, and that included a meeting with the president and some other national security team folks. And nobody wanted the use of the law of war detention for him. They didn't want that. They pursued what they thought was the right alternative course of action, and Holder's still standing by that. He says, listen, this decision is very consistent with earlier practices followed both in the Obama and Bush administration, because the Bush guys used the criminal justice system to convict 300 folks or so on terrorism-related charges. Yeah, but different types of terrorists, except for Richard Reed, who tried but failed to light his shoe, which was a bomb, on that U.S.-bound transatlantic jetliner out of Miami so long ago. And then, of course, the idea was military tribunals at Gitmo. And I have to say, I think in these circumstances, this is war. This is the new face of war. We keep saying it. It's an elusive deal, terrorism. But when you specifically know that that's exactly where was this guy coming from, what was he trying to do, you catch him red-handed. I don't think there are a lot of questions about that. Now, the FBI director, Robert Mueller, and I talked about this already, testified that FBI agents questioned Abdullah Muttalib until he went into that surgery because he had burns on his legs, and that he was not advised of his Miranda rights to remain silent until after he came out of the surgery. So, see, once that happened, that's when he clammed up, though. He was talking. Once he got the Miranda warning, that scared him off, whatever it was. And imagine being Mirandized. Imagine hearing those words. Of course, then you clam up. Oof, maybe I better not say anything. Oof. And really, should he have been declared an enemy combatant? Should he have been held without access to an attorney? That's the other thing, and the other part of this that you have to ask yourself. What would you classify this guy as? You really think he has the same rights as you and I? I don't think so. Uh-uh. Holder also is defending his position on this one by saying that, he's doing what the legal authority is and what clearly has been done in so many other cases. He specifically dug up something from Mike Mukasey, who was the previous attorney general while he was a federal judge. The Bush administration couldn't prevent an enemy combatant, and the guy was, remember this case, Jose Padilla, from speaking to an attorney while he was in military custody. So he's trying to, he's feeling the flames right up his back. He knows it. So Holder sent this letter to McConnell and 10 or so other Republican senators, because they were all peppering him with questions on the decision to charge Abdullah Muttalib. What do you think should happen? I say Eric Holder really shouldn't be the attorney general. That's the big blunder. I think he's messed up too many things. And I think he should have been classified as an enemy combatant. That's the reality of it. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there.
Well, what a way we started off this hour, huh? We were talking about the, sadly, the killer shark attack in Florida. Talked to the dentist who serves beer and wine. And mentioned the big gaffe by Rahm Emanuel and the fact that the White House said, oh, yeah, Special Olympics accepted the apology. Whoops, no, they didn't accept the apology. And now we've gone a step further, and the word retarded is banned. We're going to try to ban it. We're going to put it legislation together to not have that anywhere out there. It should not be out there in the language and in anything that we do. Well, he used it, and I made the analogy to, how about the census deal with the word Negro, which is offensive to some people? And then you'll have other people that'll say, hey, who cares? It just depends. Everybody's sensibility is different. I think that's an old throwback word, though, that is outdated and shouldn't have been in the census no matter what. I mean, are you kidding me with that word? But it's going to be mailed in all the censuses. It's out there. It's happening. And then we talk about Eric Holder, and I think that Eric Holder at one time might have been a good lawman. I'll call him that, versed in the legal ways and precedents and whatever. But somehow with this terror handling, whether it's the Gitmo situation and, okay, we're closing it. Oop, now we can't do this. Okay, or the CIA thing, that was bungled badly. Or now we have the Christmas Day bomber situation, which was really bungled. Yes, they got some information out, but they probably could have gotten more, and that's what everybody's saying. And then the classification, more importantly, of this guy, Abdullah Muttalib, putting him through this putting him through the criminal courts. Are you kidding me with that? Enemy combatant, war criminal? I don't know. Does that make more sense to anybody listening to America Tonight? I mean, I don't care how you label yourself. How many times do I say that on this show, by the way? I don't care what you call yourself. Just think of the guy, what he did. Forget the whole politics of this. Think of what he was trying to do. Started out in Amsterdam. Or started out in Nigeria. Went through Amsterdam. Came to the United States. was hell-bent on pulling that plane out of the sky. Almost did it. Was stopped. He was very, very close to blowing up that plane. But didn't do it, luckily. What do you call that guy? Al-Qaeda had the mission for him. He was trained by Al-Qaeda members. They helped him put together the bomb. They told him what to do. You think he's not an enemy combatant? You think he's not a war criminal? Think he shouldn't be tried that way? And that's fine. Then present the evidence. If that's the case, what's the evidence that he's not? I can't think of anything, including from his own father, who said he was becoming radicalized, went to the embassy. That whole thing might not have happened. I guarantee that was the intention of the father. He didn't want his son to end up in this situation, either dead or now as a vilified person who goes away for life, who has no life at the age of 23. He knew that. He tried to stop it. Sometimes the easiest things to do are right in front of your face. And that's the thing. I think they can't admit this is a mistake. I mean, this is a mistake. This is what we need to do. We need clear definitions here. 800-259-5791. Let's go across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing? Gorgeous.
What do you think, Sam? I'm going to ask you. You're in Canada.
Yeah.
Canadians play a little bit looser and faster, I'll say, in a good, positive way.
Yeah.
Do you, if somebody, if the situation's reversed and somebody's coming to Montreal, Abdullah Muttalib, the Christmas Day bomber, that's what we'll call him.
Right.
He had the same plan, same plot, only this plane is coming into Montreal.
Right.
And it doesn't work. It doesn't go off. Is he tried through your court system in Montreal, or would you call him a war criminal, or would you label him as an enemy combatant?
First of all, I label him as a stupid jerk for trying it.
No kidding.
Okay. Okay, obviously, I don't know international. Obviously, I'm not, you know, I'm not up on my international law. But I'm thinking, now, obviously, it happened on a flight that was, if I'm not correct, he was still arrested on the plane, correct?
They got him on the plane and then got him off when he came off the plane.
Okay, because I'm thinking, obviously, like I said, I don't know my international law. I'm thinking maybe since he was arrested on a plane that was based in the States,
mm-hmm.
maybe he should have been tried in the States, but since it happened in Canadian airspace, it would have been tried here. But you know me and a certain sport analogy. No, I wouldn't try him. I wouldn't waste time. Besides, if you know anything about Canadian courts, he'd have to sit in his own what they call prisoner's box.
Yeah, I like that idea. But see, why should the Canadians pay to trip in a way when you still have to do something with them? He's coming to attack you. He's a terrorist.
Right.
So that's where you have to decide. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In this case, I think it's a mistake because he's not an American
right.
who has decided to go in the middle of Times Square and just make a statement by blowing something up or trying to harm people
right.
or whatever. He's specifically trained. He was specifically trained by Al-Qaeda too.
Mm. Okay, so yeah, so I figured a witness box with a ton of protection.
Kind of like what they had for Saddam Hussein?
Yeah, kind of something like that. Or instead, yeah, you know, my analogy about a certain sport, but we won't go into that. But yeah, I mean, there'd be security because you'd also have some people who would be classified Bellevue in the States who would try and kill him and said, God told me to do it, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, I think I would put him on the island of Gitmo and that's it. And I would try to get all the information out of him I could, and he was spilling his guts, and then he stopped because they changed course on that. What else is on your mind?
Oh, Stephen Harper showed something very unusual in the news today. He showed that, hey, fine, Parliament's suspended until, you know, next month, but we're still working. He actually let the cameras in on a cabinet meeting. And it's like, I don't know, is he just trying to show off, like, hey, we're actually working? Or is he actually working? You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Right. And they're also still different committees, but there's one about, you know, like we're some, like, you know how we are when it comes to international prisoners of war. Like right now, there's a committee going about whether Canadians treated certain Al-Qaeda prisoners with, you know, not that quite respect they deserve. So Stephen Harper's party is boycotting that.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, well, not him, but people of his party.
Right, are doing that.
Yeah, and let's just the Olympic analogy for a second. A whole bunch of his, people from his party were offered front of the line tickets for certain, like the certain, what I call the cream of the crop sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them took it, and a lot of people aren't too thrilled. And a lot of people, and they asked people from other parties, do you want to go on the front of the line, pay for it? They went, no, but I, like my local member of parliament, he's going to be going to some hockey games. It's only because he happens to know some corporate sponsors. So instead of paying for it, he's going for free. So, hey, you know.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? The privilege.
Yeah.
The privilege of being in politics in Canada.
Yeah. I know. I'm still old enough to remember the 76 Olympics. I'm thinking, well, we were happy, but we just finished paying off the stadium.
This time around, we'll see. It's funny that in the paper, Sam, you know, in Canada, that what we're hearing is Canadians are boasting that because it's in Canada that you're going to see a lot of Canadians medal. Do you think? You think the Americans aren't going to have the traditional bulk that they usually do in the medaling?
Well, the thing is, the thing is that the national ski team trains, you know, up in Whistler, which is, you know, so, I mean, and the Canadian government put more money into, you know, training and stuff, and, I'm not going to say we're going to finish first, you know, far from it, but we'll be up there, I say, in the top five.
Yeah, I think top five. I wouldn't be surprised by top five. I still think the United States will be number one, though.
Yeah,
and medals across the board, most likely. Hey, we're up against it. We're going to have to continue this discussion on the medals. In fact, we'll pinpoint how many medals. You'll have to think about this. How many medals you think the Canadians win, and I'll come up with a number of how many medals I think the Americans will win. Thanks, Sam.
If two countries meet in the final, in the gold medal final for hockey,
That's right. We'll have a wager. On that note, it was Patrick Henry who said, the battle is not to the strong alone. It is up to the vigilant, the active, the brave.
I'm retarded.
Outrageous.